Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God loves his people. He loves you according to his love. Sometimes people think that God thinks like man. Totally different. He thinks totally different. His ways are much higher than the ways of man. Men will love you if you love them. Men will love you if you think like them. Men will love you if you agree with them, look like them, act like them. As long as you're part of what they agree with, they will love you. Even the world loves its own. Those in the world love the world. Even though people in the world sometimes love those who betray them because they're in the world. But the love of God runs much more deeper than the love of man. The Lord has this selfless love. He loves us even though we don't deserve it. The Lord our God loves his enemies. But he will still use justice to protect his own. This is why he made a place, he made hell, to put things in that will harm heaven. And he did it out of love and out of justice. Now the love of God does run deep, and so does the justice of God. In order for us to go to heaven with him and be with him and be his people and he be our God, he made provisions so that we can reject the world. So many people have misunderstood what the Lord has done and what he's doing. He didn't just give us a life insurance policy and say, wait till you die to enjoy life. He gave us the kingdom of God. He gave us the kingdom of heaven. We have all the rights and privileges from the day we first get saved as all the citizens of heaven. We can come boldly to his throne and petition him. The Lord won't make you see his secretary. If you have a concern, after you believed on Jesus Christ, knowing that his blood washed away your sins and that he rose to justify you, you're in the kingdom of God. You are a citizen of heaven. And you can go straight to God at any time you want to and ask him your concerns. You can even pray for others because he made you a priest. And you can take authority in this world because he made you a king. Everybody that believe on Jesus, he's made them a priest and a king. And you have authority here. And you have the right to petition the Lord at any time at your own free will. With all that being said, he did this for you because he loves you. Even to the healing of your body. Healing is in redemption. The redemption scriptures is Isaiah chapter 53. That was one of the first scriptures about redemption. Not the first, but one of the first. And healing is in all the things, the wonderful things that happens when we believe on Jesus is written in Isaiah 53. And one of them is, by his stripes we're healed. He was bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of our peace was on him. If you've lived a life of depression, if you've lived a life full of strife and concerns and worry, the chastisement of your peace is on him. You can claim peace through what he suffered. He willingly gave you peace. He legally gave you peace. And for every second you live, for the rest of your life, you can enjoy his peace if you want to. And nobody can take it away. Circumstances can't take it away. Satan can't take it away. He has to deceive you to give it up. And if he can do that, you'll lose it. But nobody can take it from you. Even when the Lord gives you an assignment, peace is the first gift pertaining to that assignment. You have a peace of God in doing that. And it's up to you to keep it. We'll talk more about that in another broadcast. I thank the Lord for that. But his love runs deep, and it's not like the love of man. God is not like men. He doesn't operate like men. He operates like God. And the Word of God teaches us to be just like him. And if you look at the beginning in Genesis chapter 1, he told Adam when he had a heart full of love, before he sinned, before he had a sin nature, the Lord instructed Adam to be fruitful, to multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Now those five cycles of life, that's the cycle of life. Those five statements is how to run everything, from your family to your business to your own life. Now he said this to a man wanting to know, what do I do with all this love I have? Because I said, Lord, you didn't tell Adam to love. He said, son, all Adam understood was love. He didn't have to tell him to love at that point. And now Jesus Christ has made the peace and knowledge of God available to us. We have fellowship with him. I asked him for a definition of peace. He said, fellowship. You have fellowship with God. And when anything bothers you in this life, you can ask God for his wisdom against it. And he'll show you what to do. He'll show you your options that are already there. We need the Lord to guide us because he sent us a guide. If we didn't need a guide, he would not have sent us a guide. The Holy Spirit is our guide. You believe on Jesus, the Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit. And if you ask him to, he'll baptize you in the Holy Spirit, and he'll be upon you for your folk to help you do the wonderful works of God. Now, we'll cover those things later in other broadcasts, but God has put a perfect plan in place. It's up to you to learn about it. And as you do, you're going to enjoy the rest of your life. Now, the Lord is doing something. And he put some things on my heart. We're still dealing with end times. This teaching on end times is not just teaching you how the world will end and how the kingdom of heaven with Christ's reign will begin on earth. Through the people of God, Christ already reigns. But he's coming back himself to reign on earth after our earth lease is up, which is almost up. It's important for you to know some principles of God to help you navigate and use your faith in these times. See, the things of Revelation is about to happen. It's got to happen. It's time for it to happen. And it's going to happen. But when it starts, you're going to want you and your family out of here. You're going to want them to be with Jesus. You're going to want them to be on his side. So now the Lord can help you wherever you are in life. Whether you just got saved, whether you're a minister, whether you have many churches in your ministry, whatever you're doing, you're going to want God's best so that you can get the most out of what your efforts for God. So everybody can benefit from end times teaching. Now, this section of end times, the Lord had me do something I didn't know to expect. We've been talking about the shell game. The enemy did not know who the Son of Man was. He didn't know who the seed of woman was. And he was trying to figure it out all throughout our human history. Now, last time we talked about King Saul. This time we're going to look at David. But before we do, the Lord put something on my heart. See, the reason we're showing you how the shell game works, because it exposes the enemy's satanic attacks against mankind. And the same way he did those who were instrumental in Jesus Christ coming to earth, because he had to come through a lineage. And Satan didn't know who the seed of woman was. He thought it was different people. And then he watched to see what would happen. And it never was like he thought until Jesus came. And now he's trying, the same way he fights you in your life, he was fighting the process of God's covenant all along. Now, some of the people we covered was Moses and Samson. He thought it was Abel. He thought it was different people in all throughout the Word of God. He thought it was Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. They were in the lineage, but he didn't know who the seed of woman was. He thought it was Saul. He thought now he thinks, you know, at this point we're talking about David. When he thought it was David. With all that in mind, we're going to show you how to win. These are the words of Jesus. He said in Matthew chapter 6, he said, the light in verse 22, Matthew 6 and 22 reads, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Now, if you focus on God, if you focus on his word, his standards, his terms, the things he's revealed, and you're steadfast about it, and your heart is willing to do everything he say do, even when you don't want to, you still do it, and you're focused on doing it, and you're determined, your eye is single at that point. And then the Lord can reveal to you how to overcome and destroy your problems. Overcome and destroy your problems. The personal problems in your life, and help your family do the same thing. Now, last broadcast we covered how where problems come from. God don't give us problems to teach us something. Problems come from Satan, your lack of knowledge, and other people's lack of knowledge. We covered that. But there's a teaching of bondage. We talked about that at the end of the last broadcast. You can go back on newlivingletters.com and listen to what was said about that. newlivingletters.com. And these broadcasts are on the Audio 2 page. So all these broadcasts are on there right now. Now, if your eye be single, you're looking at God. And Satan's always trying to steal your focus. And he has to get you to decide of your own accord to reject the wisdom of God and trust something else. So he uses distractions. He uses distractions and deception. All right? If a person gets in fear, his focus has changed. Why? God didn't give him the spirit of fear, because God never gave anybody the spirit of fear. He wants you to do what's right of your own free will and on purpose with determination. And it's totally up to your will to do it. He won't make you do it. You don't have to do it. But if you do, there's a blessing. There are many blessings attached to that future. Every evil choice, there's a future attached with it, and you're definitely not going to like it. One day the Lord woke me up. He gave me this dream. And at the end of the dream, he said, there are rewards and consequences to everything a man does. So it behooves us to do what's right and love what's right, exactly like God loves what's right. The enemy will say it's going to take a long time to do it God's way. Take the shortcut. Compromise. Tickle the people's ears. God called me. I don't take orders from Satan or anybody else. I always vote biblical. When I have to make a decision, I want biblical. I'm going to do it biblically. I'm going to regard the trusted and proven word of God. Even if I seem to lose doing it, I don't care. I'm going to do it Jesus' way. I'm going to do it Jesus' way. Because he said, if you build your house on a rock, which is on the living word of Jesus, your house will stand. And if you build it on sand, which is anything else beside Jesus, it's going to fall. And there are ministries that are built on fear. They're afraid to preach God's word because they feel like the people may get mad and leave. Jesus said plainly, if you don't build with me, you scatter. And I'm going to show you how that happens. David, when he was on the scene, Saul tried to kill him. Jonathan warned him that Saul was definitely trying to kill him. And David used the wisdom of God and fled Saul. And while he was in exile, so to speak, he went about doing good to Israel. He went about being a blessing. He fought the enemies of Israel. When Saul was trying to kill him, he went about doing good because his eye was fixed on God. He didn't look at Saul, because if he did, he would have killed him the times that he had, that the Lord gave him the victory over Saul. He had two opportunities to kill that man that was bothering him. But he would not kill him because he was God's anointed. David's eye was single. He knew that that job was God's. God would deal with Saul. He wasn't going to deal with Saul. Then when the enemy came, he didn't look at the enemy. His focus still didn't change. He didn't get in fear of his enemy. See, when you get in fear, Satan's involved. And when whoever you fear, that your focus has changed from God to that person. So, in other words, what we have to learn to do is seek God, do what he say do, and whether people are for you or against you is irrelevant. If you can keep your focus on doing what God said do, you will win. And whatever others do, they'll do. But at the end of it all, you're going to be fine because your focus didn't change. If your eye be single, your whole body is full of light. And if you make decisions from the light of God's word, you really cannot fail. Anybody that will take God at his word and live the life according to the word of God, you're going to find out that no matter what happens, you will win. There are provisions for your safety. There are provisions for your warfare, there are provisions for your justice, there are provisions throughout the word of God. And you're going to have to learn what God has said. Now, with that said, you have to understand that everything that is of God is under satanic attack. And the enemy has operatives possibly everywhere. Wherever you go, the enemy has people that he can work through. Even the church you love, there are people that will yield to satanic influences. Now, that doesn't mean that they love Satan, but some people have not learned to fear, some people have not learned to overcome their fears. They have not learned to overcome what worries them. They have not learned to 100% use their faith. They lack knowledge of God's word. They lack understanding of God's word. Not in some places they know the word of God well, and some places they don't, because Paul said that we all know in part. And there are always times that there are times you really just don't know what to do. And I have found myself in that situation so many times. So what you have to do, you have to ask God to guide you and show you your options and how to handle your problems biblically. You're not going to always know, and you're not going to always understand. But if you can do exactly what God speaks, primarily by the word of, written word of God, and also by the spoken word of God, by the Holy Spirit in you. Now, when the Holy Spirit speaks, there's a peace attached to it. There's wisdom in it, and you can tell it's detectable. It's things that you can't know of your own mind. And it's pure. If you allow him to guide you and train you, you'll never miss a beat. Never. It's possible. Not probable, but it is possible. You'll probably make several mistakes before it's all over with, but you really don't have to. If you can learn to yield to the Holy Spirit, to give way of your will and receive his will by your faith, because everything, the way we progress is by faith. We have to believe God's spoken, written word, and we have to believe the words of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you another little secret. We also have to regard the Holy Spirit from other people. Same spirit that's in us. Now this is the good part. That every person in the world can learn something unique from God. Because of the way God designed them to be and live. They can learn an aspect of his wisdom that nobody else will see. And they can introduce it into this world. Every person can, if they will. And sometimes the people that you disqualify speak words that will qualify you. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, a strange voice they will not follow. Now, with that being said, let me say this, because it's not fair if I don't. There are people from every religion known to man that was brought up in that doctrine, in that deception, in that satanic deception, and they did not fall for it. And when they heard the truth of God's word, when they heard about Jesus, they believed on it. There are many people in Muslim countries that have never heard the gospel. Jesus Christ is appearing to them, giving them dreams strategically, and they're helping people get saved. And the media don't broadcast good news, but it's happening. I respect the man that come from the pit of darkness and believe on the Lord Jesus, and get saved and go forward. Out of all the attempts, he really shouldn't have made it. There was no natural way he should have made it, but he did, and it's happening. I have more respect for him than a person who was raised in a Christian home and went out in the world and did wrong anyway. Because he shouldn't have made it, and they should have made it. So, everybody who believed on Jesus for themselves, not because somebody coerced them, not because somebody told them to, not because somebody did their thinking for them, but of their own will and of their own accord, they followed Christ and they will not alter. They will not falter. They will not change. My hat's off to that man and that woman. Now, with that being said, it's possible to never miss a beat. If you can learn to yield to the Holy Spirit, if you can learn to follow God, there's nothing you cannot do. When the Lord anoints you to do something, you have God's ability to do that particular thing. That's what the anointing is for. It's represented by the pouring on of oil. In other words, there's something you can't see with you. You can feel the oil run down your head. There are many people told me that when the Lord anointed them to heal their hand, they could feel the heat in their hands. When I did my second radio broadcast, I felt the oil of God on my head and it ran down my face like honey. I could feel it as if somebody poured warm honey on my head and it just ran down. The Lord anointed me to do this. I have God's ability to do this radio broadcast. I say that not in pride, but because I asked the Lord, what is your definition of the anointing? He said it is a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. Now, the man or woman, that represented maturity, because God only anoints people who would be mature. In other words, if you continue in God's word and your eye stay and you protect your single eye, your eye is fixed on the heart of God. You're endeavoring to do what's in God's heart. You're endeavoring to do the heart of God's word, the spirit of the word. You're endeavoring to do all that God says. and not falter, and you're looking at him, then you will find yourself operating in the anointing, because God's going to definitely anoint you for something, and whatever it is, it's going to be good. But I don't do the things of God for promotion's sake. I do it because it's right. And I don't study just to preach. I study to live. And when the Lord brings things to my attention that he wants me to minister, I minister. See, that's another trick of Satan. Sometimes some ministers, all they study to preach instead of studying to live. Now, they're doing it the hard way, because Zechariah made it plain. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Now, that takes the pressure off if you want the pressure off your life. It's God's ministry. If you do it God's way, and if you're willing, if you stay single-eyed towards God, you're going to be fine. And a lot of things are going to look wrong, but it's not going to stop you. And a lot of things are wrong that you're not going to like. It's irrelevant. It can't stop you either. There are a lot of people that you love and respect. They're not going to agree with you, but that's not going to stop you either. If they won't help you, God has, he always has a ram in the bush. He always has somebody that will help you when you need it the most, and they will be stable. Now, as long as our eye is single, the Lord has something to work with. The enemy is trying to get your eye off the Lord. When Peter walked on water, look, he was looking at Jesus, and then the enemy had the waters to rage. And when he stopped looking at Jesus and started looking at the waves, he started to sink, because he started to doubt. He yielded. Folks, no matter what happened, do the word of God. Find what God said, do, and do it. Now, with that being said, the way to operate, do it God's way. Go biblical. The word of God will build you up so that you can live a good life, a blessed life. Now, this is a mistake that most people make. Don't study to live like a man. Study to live like a king. Because kings think holistically. They think of everything. They think of how am I going to feed my army? What's the best strategy to take? They think broad. The word of God will help you do the same thing. But if you try to use the word of God to only live a good selfish life, then the enemy's still going to attack you. So if all your goals are you just want to live a good and peaceable life, that's fine. But you're going to have to take in enough word for you to be stable. You're going to have to take in enough word so that when opposition comes, you don't take your eye off the Lord. You're going to have to receive enough word so that you can do combat with. So that means that the amount of time that you study and hear what the Lord is saying, it needs to be more than the wrong advice that you hear from the world. Now, in order to do this broadcast, I work on cars to finance the radio ministry. It's not a secret. That's what I do. And everybody that know me know that's what I do. I spend a lot of hours working so that I have money to do the broadcast with, because I can't afford it on my job alone. But while I'm working, I'm listening to the word of God, feeding my spirit. And it helps me keep my eye on him, on the heart of God, on Jesus, listening at the voice of the Holy Spirit. And when the Lord speaks to me, I hear him. Now, a lot of people want to hear God's voice. If you don't want to spend time in the word of God, even if the Lord speak to you, you won't have the strength to go forward. The enemy will find some way to distract you and worry that word right out of your heart. See, worry is a tactic of Satan. It reduces the strength that you have. Every time you worry, you're reducing in strength that you already attained. And when you're in fear, You've given your allegiance to somebody else. When a man wants to rape a woman and take her against her will, He tried to make her fearful. And then the first thing he do is tell her to be quiet. Because everything of Satan, it requires you to cooperate. That's when they need to yell loud and get some attention going. And usually the fool will run. But Satan has to use you to defeat you. Never forget that.